This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The North Coast Air Quality Management District's latest press release on air quality in the region is better than it's been in the past few weeks. South winds and thunderstorms have helped disperse some of the worst smoke lingering over residents and fire areas to the east and north. Air quality has improved generally, but it will still affect the most vulnerable residents, and a high-pressure system this weekend could see heavy smoke return. The poor air quality has led to a disaster declaration from the Yurok tribe, whose members have been affected by two major fire complexes, the Orleans and the Eclipse. Clean air stations have been established, and the declaration will allow tribal leaders to better access state resources. Residents in Trinity County continue to deal with the Helena Fire and the Fork Fires that combined have burned more than 22,000 acres. Some residents who were forced to evacuate from areas south of Highway 299 have been allowed to return home. Highways 299 and 96 remained under traffic controls, and motorists should be prepared for delays and detours. If you're looking for a way to give back to the community this weekend, you'll have a few options. For residents in southern Humboldt, the Bryceland Volunteer Fire Department will host a benefit dinner to raise money to build a new fire station on property recently acquired by the department. The board of directors will serve dinner and dessert to attendees, and the event will run from 5 until 10 p.m. at the Beginnings Octagon in Redway. 100% of the proceeds will go to the construction project. Supporters of the Boys and Girls Club can attend the Cruisin' Eureka Car Show, the annual fundraiser for the club that started last night with the poker run. Tonight, some 200 vintage vehicles will take part in the cruise through Old Town Eureka, and the hot rods and classic cars will be on display in Old Town all day tomorrow. 100% of the proceeds from the event go to the Boys and Girls Club. And you can also help out your neighbors to the east impacted by wildfires that have scorched thousands of acres. The Humboldt Area Foundation, along with State Senator Mike McGuire and Supervisor Rex Bone, have teamed up with Trinity County and the Trinity County Journal to raise money for those who have lost their homes and their possessions to the Helena Fire. You can make donations to the Trinity County Relief Fund at the Humboldt Area Foundation's website. A corrections deputy at the county jail used a taser to subdue an inmate who was assaulting a second inmate, according to the sheriff's office. On Wednesday afternoon, corrections deputies were conducting checks in the male dormitory, and one saw Francisco Mendoza attack the victim with a sharpened plastic eating utensil. The deputy tasered Mendoza. He was taken into custody. The victim was treated for non-life-threatening wounds. On Tuesday, the Eureka Police Department issued a statement asking for the public's help in identifying a suspect wanted in connection with three armed robberies at a gas station in Eureka near Broadway and Wabash. At 1:30 yesterday morning, a man walked into a gas station in the 1700 block of Broadway and robbed the place. He then fled the scene on a bike, matching the earlier incidents. The suspect remains at large. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.